This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Tom Brady on first down has it deflected and picked off. Intercepted by Florence. Florence is in for the touchdown.
We are revisiting the year 2011. That was a great highlight for Buffalo sports. The Bills beating the Patriots at home. Fred Jackson running out with the flag afterwards. Walk off. Bill Belichick really mad. The way it all went down. Bills were down big. They come back. They started off the season 3-0. Big comeback against the Raiders and then again against the Patriots. And of course, underneath all of it, Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. I mean, the number two song on Billboard's charts in 2011. And why are we talking about 2011? It's the last time the Buffalo Sabres made the playoffs. 14-year playoff drought is confirmed now after last night's win. They did officially still get eliminated because the Canadiens also won, so the Sabres will not make the playoffs for a 14th straight year. Matt Bove, WKBW TV Channel 7 in Buffalo. What were you doing in 2011, the last time the Sabres made the playoffs, pal?
2011, I remember I was watching the Sabres playoff games with my friends who went to Canisius in their dorm rooms because I was in college. And then the play that you just started the segment with, the Drayton Florence interception, I was in the stands for that. I had Bills season tickets. So that was probably, up until 2019 or 2020, the most fun moment I have witnessed inside that stadium. I mean, I remember a couple weeks later, they beat the Eagles at home, and I think they went to 4-1. And I remember talking with my friends after the game and being like, oh, it's not just that they're making the playoffs. They're going to be hosting home playoff games. And then what did they lose, like 7 in a row a couple weeks later after that?
Yeah, I'm looking at their reference page right now. They started off so great. They started off hot. They win at Kansas City. They come home to Oakland, New England. You're right. They beat the Eagles. They go to 4-1, and then they lose at the Giants. They win against Washington. There you go. Lose, 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 lose. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And yeah, then it all changed after that, no doubt. Crazy.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous year. And then I think they finally won on Christmas Eve, right, against Tim Tebow. It was like Tim Tebow magic game.
Yeah, 40-14 against the Denver Broncos. And they lost against the Patriots at the end of the season as well, by the way.
Just incredible to sometimes look back on the drought years about how far the team has come. Because now it's like, oh my goodness gracious, they lost 4 games. And it was like, man, what we were going through in the early 2010s.
No doubt about it. And then, of course, with the Sabres, 2011, last time they make the playoffs. By the way, I was saying earlier, Matt, The Jets, actually, their last playoff game was before that, so they still have the official longest drought. That was January 23rd of 2011, the Jets in the AFC Championship game. And then 3 months and 3 days later, the Sabres play their last playoff game, which is now a 14-year drought. The Sabres back in 2011, I mean, obviously, you know, they lose. They come home here. They lose that game six against the Philadelphia Flyers on Easter, and then they go to Philadelphia and lose game seven. And who would have thought 14 years later we'd be wondering when they'd ever get back again?
No, and I thought, I probably was guilty of it like a lot of people, I thought they were going to fix it almost immediately, because after that game they signed Ville Leino in the next offseason and they got Christian Ehrhoff as well. And I was like, oh, these are two players who I think could really shape out the roster. They might have the next year started overseas. It might have been when they went to Finland and started. And I think they won a couple games over there. And it was like, hey, this team might be good. And then, you know, that just, if only we knew then that it was about to be a 14-year playoff drought. And, you know, it's not like I'm super confident that they'll fix this. So probably could be a 15-year play. We'll see, I guess. But, you know, I've said this before. I've told you this. The Sabres drought is exponentially worse than the Bills drought. It is incredibly difficult to be this bad in hockey for this long, but they have somehow figured it out.
Yeah, I agree with you. Before we get to our conversation with Mike North on the podcast and the NFL schedule stuff, this Sabres team, a nice win last night. They've won 8 of their last 9. Reimer's playing really well, obviously. I just had Paul on a little while ago, and I'll reiterate my question in a different way to you that I asked Paul, basically. Like, how do you approach goaltending, seeing what you've seen with UPL this year and his struggles? Reimer at 37, does it even matter playing the way he is? And then Devin Levi having a nice season down in Rochester, whether or not he's ready to be up here full-time yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Goaltending is weird. There's a couple goalies who every single year are elite, but it really is a small group. There's probably 5 guys you can count on to be like, okay, they're going to be really good. So they give UPL the contract that they give them. And at the time, it wasn't the money that was a little concerning to me. It was the length. There was a 5-year contract. So I'm like, okay, that's a long time to commit because you don't know what Devin Levi is quite yet. Now, we've talked about this before. I know you think that Levi is kind of the goalie of the future. I tend to agree, but at the same time, it has been so inconsistent when he has been in the NHL. I do think next year he should probably be ready to make that jump, but I don't know if I would be confident enough rolling with him and UPL given the struggles UPL has had this year and given the inconsistent play we have seen from Levi. Now, the easy answer would be, okay, we'll keep James Reimer. Well, if you keep James Reimer, then who's going to be the guy who just barely plays? And then if that's the case, then you just probably have Levi continue to play in Rochester unless you go out and get a more established guy or a guy you think could benefit from a change of scenery. So I tend to think that UPL will be better than he was this year, because I can't really imagine him being worse next year. But I don't know if this team can once again bank on internal growth, because that's what we've seen the last couple of years, and it has not worked out for them. So goaltending is, to me, the biggest question of the offseason.
Matt Bove, WKBW-TV Channel 7 Sports Director here in Buffalo. Also, my co-host on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, the Odyssey podcast. You can find it wherever you pod. iTunes, Spotify, the Odyssey app, of course. And you can watch us at the Sal Sports YouTube page. So go to my YouTube page, at Sal Sports. You click subscribe. But either way, you can watch it, including the podcast we did last night with Mike North, yesterday afternoon, I should say. Our yearly tradition, talking with the NFL VP of broadcast planning. It's up now, an hour and a half long. It's like a movie, Matt, but I'll tell you, we've heard from so many people who say, you know what, they just love listening to it wherever they're going, whatever they're doing. You had a great story about someone listening while they're training for a triathlon, I believe it was. The hour and a half goes by pretty quick, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. For sure. If you're somebody who likes the schedule, I highly recommend the listen, and I'm saying that as somebody who enjoyed the listen before I was even part of the conversation, back when you used to just do the podcast with Mike North. I'm a schedule sicko. I think about the schedule way before I should be thinking about the schedule, and it has been something that has been in my mind for the last couple months. We're about a month away from figuring out actually what's going to happen, but I love trying to put the pieces together and taking the little hints that he gives along the way, because I think that's important. And I think everybody, if you listen to it, everybody will take away something, but I think there's hints, and those hints can kind of lead you to educated guesses on what we might see for the Bills this upcoming season.
All right, so just so everybody's clear, you know, Mike, he doesn't even know the schedule right now, and we can believe as much of that as you want, but they really do keep going through a lot of permutations, like thousands and thousands of them, essentially. And even if he did know some things, he's not going to reveal exactly what's happening. I mean, they're not going to do that with us on the podcast, but he does give you, as Matt said, some clues. So all that being said, did you have a biggest takeaway for the league or the Bills from our conversation yesterday with him? Was something that you walked away going, you know what, that was maybe the most interesting thing that he said that I took away from this?
Well, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you were also, I want to know how you interpreted it. I think after hearing him, I feel pretty confident the Bills are going to play on Christmas this year. I just, my takeaway from that conversation was, I won't be surprised if they go overseas, but I think that they're going to play on Christmas. So I think for Bills fans, that is probably the most pertinent information, at least from kind of the way he explained it. Because, you know, he kind of told us a couple different times, don't be surprised if the Bills go overseas. Don't be surprised if they play the Steelers in Ireland. But the way he talked about the Bills, and hey, you know, they haven't played on a holiday in a couple of years. They can kind of carry the audience. I know the NFL loves a spectacle, and I know they want snow on Christmas. I also know that I think they'll end the regular season at home just because of the last week in the stadium. You can't predict what happens in the playoffs. So it feels like naturally, oh, you could fit a Christmas game in, then a couple weeks on the road or a week on the road, and then close out the season at home against one of the division opponents. So I'm almost expecting it at this point that it would be a Christmas game in Buffalo.
Okay, my interpretation, good question, and I'm glad that you interpreted it that way. I think that it's very possible they play on Christmas. I would throw in there, I think I'm confident they'll either be on Christmas or Black Friday. I'm going to throw those two in together. I think the way he talked, that it could also be there. But there's only one Black Friday game, and there are three Christmas games. So I think naturally, just by the numbers, Christmas would be more likely, right? But I do think that either one of those is very possible for the Bills. I would say this. My biggest takeaway from that type of realm would be, when I asked him about where Josh Allen's status is and how, even though last year he was already the superstar and the league wants to put him on, has he elevated even more being the MVP on the cover of Madden, marrying Haley Steinfeld? His word was undoubtedly. Yeah. Matt, I think they're going to have even fewer 1 o'clock games this year. They had seven last year. That's it. Seven out of 17. I think they'll have fewer than that this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of the 4:25 windows or the 4 o'clock games, which, you know, I think Bills fans are now used to after the last couple of years. But I think about specifically their home opponents, like they're not playing the Ravens at 1 o'clock. They're not playing the Bengals at 1 o'clock. They're not playing the Chiefs at 1 o'clock. They're not playing the Eagles at 1 o'clock. Realistically, there'll probably be a couple home primetime games mixed in. The only ones that I could really see them playing at 1 o'clock are probably the division games and then maybe the Saints. Maybe the Saints is a 1 o'clock game. But I will also say we need to look at context clues, and let's look at the last couple of years, because the last couple of years when the schedule comes out, there's always one or two primetime games that surprises us collectively. A couple of years ago, they host the Broncos in primetime. They host the Bucks in primetime. And a lot of us were like, whoa, like, that's interesting. And then last year, week three, they host the Jags in primetime. Mike had a good answer about this yesterday. The Bills used to be the fun opponent. Now they're the team that carries the matchup. So I won't be shocked if when the Bills schedule comes out, it's like, oh, the Bucks are coming here for a Monday night football game and the Saints are coming here for a Thursday night football game or something weird. I just realistically am thinking probably two or three 1 o'clock games at home is my ceiling. And that could be the first game and the last game.
Yeah, that's a good point, because those teams, not necessarily the Bucks, because they've been pretty good. They were in the playoffs last year, but a team that's a lesser team in the NFL that's on the Bills' schedule, they're in a position now the Bills used to be in. And the league used to have a rule where every team had to be on prime time. They don't anymore, but every team pretty much is at least once, I think, now anyway. And I think what you're saying is right, Matt, which is, if you're going to say, okay, we got to find a spot to put the Panthers. Let's say it's the Panthers here. We got to find a spot to put the Panthers. Well, you know what? Put them against the Bills. The Bills will be the anchor. Like, you could see something like that, right? Like, that could be a Thursday night matchup, Buffalo at Carolina. What are we doing here? Well, you need to get the Carolina Panthers on in some way. Why not against the league MVP? Because he's going to carry it.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I think, just based off of the opponents that they play, the Bills' home schedule is a lot more intriguing. The matchups are a lot more intriguing, and the games are also going to probably be more competitive. I think we'll see a heavy dose of like 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games on the road, but I think those 4 o'clock and primetime games are going to kind of lean more in favor of the home part of the schedule. So there's the working theory of, hey, you get 6 primetime games, whatever it is. I can see the Bills being either at 5 or 6 primetime games, but probably with at least 3 of those being at home and then another big chunk of the 425 games. Because you look at the road schedule, besides the division, you know, like, yeah, you could make the argument of, hey, you could put the Panthers in primetime on a Thursday night, or you could put the Browns in primetime against the Bills on Monday night. But the obvious candidates are the Steelers and the Falcons. Those are the ones that I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, I'm glad you brought up the Browns. They are playing a game in London. They're hosting. The Bills are a team on their schedule to go to Cleveland. It's been assumed, by me included here, for a while, that there's no way the Bills are going to play a division game internationally because the NFL doesn't do that. Well, Mike kind of threw some water on that. Now, I'm not here to tell everybody that all of a sudden the Bills' high likelihood they're playing the Dolphins in Spain or the Jets in London. But we've been talking so much about the Steelers in Ireland. Let's at least leave some space for Dolphins in Spain, Jets in London, Browns in London, because the Bills are the opponent on all those teams' schedule that they could wind up being the opponent, I should say, on all those teams' schedule. I still don't think it's as likely, but he did say we have played division games internationally and we will do that.
Yeah, I don't think they would do the Dolphins game personally, just because it feels like that rivalry and how many Bills fans go to Miami every year. You know, like it's not impossible. But after the conversation we had, I think the most likely outcome would be of the international games, definitely the Steelers. But I also don't think it would be crazy if they played the Jets overseas. Yeah. Like I don't think it's going to happen, but I could see it happening because once again, the Bills can be the anchor. Like how many people overseas are like, oh yeah, I'm excited to watch the Jets. Probably not a ton, no disrespect intended, but a lot of them would be like, oh yeah, I want to watch Josh Allen. So that's why I could see that scenario. Bills, Browns, I guess. But to me, like, that just screams Sunday 1 o'clock. You know, I say that and it probably won't be. But that to me is just like a prototypical Sunday 1 o'clock game where then in the later window, I'm sure the Ravens or the Bengals are probably playing in 425 on CBS.
Yeah, I agree. What did you take away from you asked him, Matt has the theory that I agree with about Aaron Rodgers. You could explain it here. And what did Mike say? And what do you think about the possibility of the Bills playing the Steelers in London and Ireland? Excuse me.
Okay. So my theory is, and I didn't do a great job of explaining this on the podcast. So if you've listened to the podcast or if you don't yet, this should hopefully help. It had been initially reported that it was going to be Steelers and Packers in Ireland. And that had been out there for a couple weeks, a couple months, like from very legitimate outlets. Well, once all of the Aaron Rodgers kind of drama started swirling with the Steelers, my theory is there's no way you would play Aaron Rodgers against his longtime team, the Packers, in Ireland at 9:30 in the morning on NFL Network. That is it's not Brady going against the Patriots, but it's pretty close for how long he was with the Packers. That to me is a week 4 Sunday night football game. That is not a week 5 Sunday morning game in Ireland. So if Rodgers does go to the Steelers, I think that opens up a new opponent for the Steelers to play in Ireland, because you're not going to put the Packers in that window. So we already know the Bills are going. We know that some lawmakers from Buffalo wrote a letter to the NFL suggesting that the Bills play in Ireland because there is such a strong Irish heritage here in Western New York that people would love to go make that pilgrimage to Ireland to see their favorite football team and to go see the homeland. So I just – and then he didn't pour cold water on it. Like, I think it's a real possibility.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. I feel like Bills, Steelers, if it is Aaron Rodgers, is somewhere big, though, right? If Rodgers goes to the Steelers, I don't think. Now, I would say big could also be an opener, right? He actually kind of mentioned that, like, Zifit is an opener, yeah. Like, kind of a little bit a thing there. But I don't think that's a random Sunday 1 o'clock game, unless it's week one.
Yeah, I mean, he also mentioned Black Friday, which I could see. And then I asked him if you could play on Black Friday and Thanksgiving, like one of those days, and then also play on Christmas. And he said, you know, you could conceivably. So if they're going to play on the road on Black Friday, I could see it being Bills against Steelers. The one thing that I'm a little skeptical about, though, is that with Aaron Rodgers, with his age, I feel like they might try and front load the schedule for his primetime appearances, not knowing if he'll be able to play the entire season. Because, you know, betting on him at this point, playing an entire season back to back after playing last season, basically in its entirety, feels a little risky.
He's got to make a decision soon, right? I mean, what if Mike North said basically like early May, May 13th through 15th, they're targeting. There's no way, Matt, we could be sitting here and not knowing if Aaron Rodgers is playing by then, right?
It's Aaron Rodgers, man. We don't know anything with that guy. He just wants people.
What do you do then? If you're the league?
He wants people talking about him for as long as humanly possible. And he could make his decision in August, for all we know, and be like, you know what? I do want to play. Here I come, Pittsburgh, and join them halfway through training camp. Nothing with him is impossible.
No, and if it gets to that point, I don't know how they're going to handle the schedule for sure. But a lot of stuff in the podcast we did with Mike North, no doubt about it. And real quick on the stadium thing, I got the feeling, Matt, that, you know, they're going to – he basically said, look, it's something we have to be mindful of. We're not building our schedule around the stadium last year. And because of what you said, like, you don't actually know when the last game is going to be, right? Like, you could think about what it might look like, but let's be honest. We know it's a division game week 18. If they're home, they're playing one of the – division teams in the last game scheduled for the stadium. But guess what? We're all hoping that they have extra games after that anyway.
Telling you right now, just a hunch. Last game is Bills Patriots in week 18, because I think the league views the Patriots now as potentially the biggest threat in the AFC East. I could see that being a TBD game on the schedule in Orchard Park. Patriots come into the Bills. There's the built-in storylines of, ooh, Stefon Diggs, could he keep his team from winning a title or for potentially going to the playoffs? And who knows what that team is going to be. They're probably going to be playing for something. And I think the league also wants Week 18 to be in Orchard Park just because you can't predict what's going to happen in the playoffs. So, I mean, what if something happens? It's not out of the realm of possibility that the Bills have a slip-up season and – you know, I don't want to say miss the playoffs, but like, what if they are a wild card team and they're going on the road? Like, you know, it shouldn't be a foregone conclusion that they win the division every single year. It's not easy to do.
I've been thinking more Dolphins for this, but I agree with you the way you're thinking, like how they might piece all of that together. All right. You and I are going to talk a lot more about, go ahead.
The reason I didn't say the Dolphins is because I think if they're hosting a game on Christmas, that would be the opponent.
Oh, I love it. You got some
Christmas night in the snow, like they did a couple years ago on that Saturday game. I think you have Ryan Fitzpatrick with your Amazon crew there. They did the game last year, the Amazon game. It'll draw a big number. The Dolphins will probably still be, you know, lurking around in the playoff picture. Give me Dolphins Bills Christmas night on Amazon at 8:15.
We did talk with Mike North about how they do the week 17 flex scheduling, the week 18 stuff that goes on, and everything with the NFL schedule. Always a great listen. And Matt, you got a lot of stuff going on leading up to the draft as well over at WKBW TV, Channel 7, over the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, for sure. If you're somebody who is in Western New York listening to this, the actual draft itself will be on Channel 7. Our coverage for the draft begins at 7:30. We'll have a pregame show with myself, Howard Simon, and Joe Biscaglia talking about all the prospects, all the different things we should think the Bills should do. We'll be joined by Brandon Bean on that show, so that's always interesting. It's his last interview before the actual draft, so that's fun. And then, yeah, you know, we're now unfortunately getting ready for the end of hockey season next week, and, you know, whatever twists and turns may come with that.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Always appreciate it. Great job yesterday in the podcast. People have been tweeting us all morning. They love it, so we love doing it, and I know that. Thanks a lot for joining me today.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate you.
All right, you got it. That is Matt Bove. Matt_Bove on social, on Twitter. Check him out. He not only is obviously a great follow, but he's been tweeting out some clips for our podcast with Mike North. I have as well at Sal Sports. You can find that interview, the podcast, the video version. We put graphics up on the screen. You can see Mike. People were joking, is Mike North in jail? He's wearing like this orange shirt and he's in like his little small office. It's kind of funny, but it's really just a fun listen. And maybe you're not as much into the schedule stuff. I've heard from people over the years go, why do people care about so much of the schedule? It's just a schedule. Like, I don't know, because people plan. There's only, well, if you count preseason, 20, but there's only 17 of these weekends a year that you're planning your life around as a football fan, right? That's why it's a big deal. And are you going to some other country you haven't been to and your football team is playing there? Are you playing on a Monday night somewhere at home where it's a longer weekend and people can come by and you can have this, gathering of your friends and family? There's a lot of different reasons why. So I am a big schedule nerd and schedule geek, and that's why I love it. So is Matt, and that's why we love talking to Mike North. Check it out wherever you pod, audio-wise, at Sal Sports on YouTube. When we come back, I can get a little bit more into this, just some things that I thought interesting about the schedule from Mike North as well. But we have about we have a little time. We haven't taken any calls today. If you'd like to do that, 803-0550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. At some point, we got to talk about the draft, right? We're going to start doing that as well here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show and on WGR.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper?
Somebody tweeted me earlier and said we're making him relive his youth. There's another song to do that. Somebody, who was that? Let's see. Getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got Frankie. He says, all these songs from 2011 are really making me miss my youth. There's another one. This is Katy Perry. This is Firework. You know what I think about this song? Turn it up a little bit. I'll tell you what I think about this song, what it reminds me of. Okay, so do you know what I think about when I hear this song? I think about her performance in the halftime of the Super Bowl. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do. There was a lot of memes that came out of that one, actually. The left shark that became...
Yes, that's the same one.
People dressed up as the shark for Halloween that year, or the next year. I remember that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yes! That was a great performance, actually. It was a really cool halftime show. And that was the Patriots beating the Seahawks when they didn't hand the ball off to Marshawn.
Oh,
that's that Super Bowl.
That was that year. Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
So Katy Perry does the Super Bowl halftime show that year. By the way, that was in 2015, so the 2014 season. I mean, that's 11 years ago we're talking now, right? Who would have known and thought we were still a good 3 years. Well, 3 years later, the Bills finally, broke the playoff drought. So, we were getting closer to it. But, I mean, the Patriots were in the middle and or towards the end or whatever of their dynasty. They were still winning championships. Seahawks were there. That was a famous game, obviously, for how it turned out. Katy Perry. So the reason why I remember the halftime show with her, she was on top of this star that kind of flew through the air. And it was that star that's the more you know. Remember that more you know thing? The more you know.
Yeah,
it's like the exact same star. That's how I remember that. And I think about it. And she sang kind of this song, Firework, because they had fireworks as a trail for the star as she's flying through the air when this is happening.
We need to get back
that
to
was
that kind
in
of
in Arizona,
halftime.
By the way.
That's like an elite Super Bowl halftime performance in terms of the
it was amazing.
The pyrotechnics and all sorts of stuff like that. Like the coordination, like that's the stuff we need to get back to. Like, no more of this just one stage in the middle. Like, just start doing crazy stuff like that.
Lenny Kravitz and Missy Elliott also were a part of that halftime performance by Katy Perry. Go watch it if you get a chance. It's Super Bowl XLIX. Okay? So that would be Super Bowl, let's see, 50. She's 39. I have to think about it now. They run in my head and I look at these numbers. I used to be very good at quickly adding Roman numerals. I know how to do it, but I'd have to, I think it's, see, it's 10, that's it's 40, 49, sorry, 49. XLIX, 49. Can you do Roman numerals? Did you ever learn that
when
you
were younger? No, anything past 10 and I'm done.
It's 49. I learned, I think, honestly, I kind of learned Roman numerals because of Super Bowls when I was a kid. Like, that got me to learning them a little bit. So I took Latin for 4 years in school, believe it or not. And when I tell people, like, I say, what, did you take a foreign language? Yeah, I took Spanish or I took French. I'm like, I took Latin. You can't go talk to somebody in Latin. It's a dead language. But I always tell people, and it's true, like, my English became better because of taking Latin. Because so much of what we say is from Latin roots with words, and you can kind of figure out where it comes from. If you have you hear something, oh yeah, a lot of Latin is printed on our money, e pluribus unum, one of many, things like that, right? You got semper fi,
always faithful, always prepared, semper fidelis, semper paratus. I'm just going down the rabbit hole here, but seriously, that's like the Marines motto. It's all Latin. Our language is super Latin based. And when I took Latin, we also did this, Roman numerals, right? So you kind of learn that as well. So I had a bit of a base in it, but really it was from the Super Bowls learning all of this. And this one was XLIX. You can go watch it. Super Bowl halftime show if you want to hear see the Katy Perry performance. The reason why we're talking about it today is 2011 was when that song became really popular. What was that, number three that year, right, Josh? Number three on the Billboard charts?
Yep, that was number three. She also had number four with E.T.
Okay. Oh.
She was tearing it up that year. She also had number 15, number 14 with Last Friday Night. That one's a bop. I remember that song.
When did Roar come out?
Ooh, I think that came out in like 2014 or 15. Let me look there.
I'm going to look at this as well. Katy Perry, Roar. That was a big
2013.
Song.
2013. So oh, a couple
okay,
years,
so
later.
Couple years later.
She was on a heater for 3 years there. That's a lot.
Oh my God, yeah. If you ever want to see something really funny, it's going to make you laugh a lot. Go YouTube. I don't know if you can find the full things. I think they did some copyright stuff where it was gone, but I think you could still find most of it. Go YouTube. Will Ferrell, and who's the actor he was doing it with? It was on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show, and they did a lip sync competition. And Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell, and Kevin Hart, does Roar as part of the lip sync. It's amazing. It's great, and Will Ferrell is incredible as well. And he does one of his songs. He does is Frozen from the song Frozen, or from the show Frozen.
You mean Let It Go. Song.
Let It Go. There you go. Let It Go. Yeah. So he does it. Anyway, if you really want to have a good time and laugh, every like few months, my wife and I literally go and watch this just because it's so, so great. And we laugh about it. And Kevin Hart's amazing. But anyway, that song by Katy Perry, Roar, is what Kevin Hart does on the lip sync competition with Jimmy Fallon. And there's even a more, I'm not going to give you the whole like going to reveal, but there's a surprise in there and someone shows up and it's very cool. So check that out. In 2011, Katy Perry was number three. The Sabres played their last playoff game in 2011, and they will not play another playoff game again this year. 14 years since the last time the Sabres played in the playoffs, and they are officially eliminated from this year's playoff race once again. So we know that. They're playing very well. They won 8 of their last 9 games, but they're not in the playoffs once again for the 14th straight season. Okay. We need to congratulate some people. Do you remember a few weeks ago? I'm sure you do, Josh, because we did it. We had a great fun time with it. I created an NCAA bracket pool, a tournament pool for people. And I said, hey, you can go here. You can sign up. And there were so many people we were getting. I said, oh my God, if we get to 600, I will up the prize. And we did. We actually had over 1,000 people sign up, but 694 completed brackets. How cool is that? 694 completed brackets. And I said, if we got there, what I would do is the winner would get a $100 gift card to the NCAA online shop. Second place would get a $50 gift card to the NCAA online shop. Third place, $25 gift card to the shop. All just out of the courtesy and, you know, just generosity of my own heart here. Because I just wanted to have some fun and have some people sign up and have a reason to play and compete. And we did it. So congratulations to our winners. Now, there were actually 7 people who tied for the most points. 7. The most points was 310. I reward upsets. You had to have some upsets if you wanted to kind of get some points. But in this tournament, there were no upsets, really. It was all chalk. Very few upsets. Everybody near the top. You have to scroll down to place number 16 to get to anybody who didn't have Florida winning at all. Because there were so few upsets, you just had to have the winners. And we all know the number one seeds all made it. So, here are your winners. Reveal, I am a drummer. I'll do it on the mic. Here we go. Here are your winners. Jeffrey Podgers, 310 points and 122 on the tiebreaker for the total points in the game. Very close, very nice, good job. He is first place. Jeffrey, you are first place. You get the $100 gift card to the NCAA online shop. Timothy Wilson is number 2. Second place gets $50 to the shop. And Sean, I think it's Layston, is how you might say it. Number 3 gets a $25 gift card. Now, for all of you. I will attempt to contact you through social, whatever. I'll find you. I'll look at your profiles. But you can also feel free to email me if that's you, sal@wgr550.com. We'll do a verification and all that before I send off to you via email and all those kinds of things. So it'll be an online thing where you'll get the card. So Jeffrey Podgers, Timothy Wilson, and Sean Layston. How did you do, Josh? Do you know where you finished?
Yeah, I finished in 152nd place.
All right. I like that. No, hey, that is not bad at all because I finished in 554th in my own pool.
Wow. That's rough.
It is. My wife, Yana, out of 694, finished 682.
Oh, no.
Do you want to know where Max finished?
If Max finished in the top 100, I'll be very happy for him. But that's, I'll also be a little salty.
74.
Come on.
74. Come on. He did. Yep.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Amazing.
How many points did he have?
He had 254. How many did you have?
245. Oh, I was so close. Yeah.
There you go. 254. I only had 190. Yana had 139. She finished almost in dead last. She likes to pick some random games. She had St. John's winning it all. That was done early. I had Auburn winning it all. Max had Florida. So he didn't really want Florida, but as it got closer, he's like, Dad, I want Florida because I picked him. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, your bracket's looking pretty good. And sure enough, he finished in 74th place. So anybody 75 and above, you lost to my 11-year-old who finished in 74th. But that's okay because it is the NCAA tournament and anything can happen. Thank you so much to everybody who played. And next year we'll do the same thing. And hopefully we'll get even more than 694 completed brackets. But Jeffrey Podgers, Timothy Wilson, Sean Layston, thank you very much. By the way, shout out to Pete Sadler, Mark Post, Michael Opaka, Carl Vanderbrook, all of you tied for the actual points lead, but those three people had the tiebreaker closest, and that's why they get places 1, 2, and 3. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Wednesday as we head forward to the noon hour for Sabres Live here on WGR. We are celebrating the year 2011. Oh, her eyes make the stars look no, not because the ball is dropping and it's going to be 2012. I mean, come on. 13 years past that point. Because the last time the Sabres made the playoffs. And this song, Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. What number was this on the charts there, Josh? Where did this fit in?
This was way down, actually, compared to some of the songs we've been playing. This is 15.
This was 15. You know, I remember earlier I went through the movies, right? And I said these were the top movies. They were not the Academy Award winners of that year. The grossing movies and the Academy Awards are totally different. They can be the same, but pretty much, you know, totally different. And if you look at the Academy Award nominations from the year 2011, so the 2012 Academy Awards, Best Picture. You had The Descendants, you had Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse.
Moneyball and War Horse. That's two top-tier movies right there.
Yeah, for sure. Couple sports movies, right? War Horse was... No, which one am I thinking of? This is a novel, the same novel, a stage adaption. I have to go back and look exactly what the movie was about. I was thinking about something.
Oh, War Horse was about a specific... I actually don't remember if it's a true story or not, but it was about a specific horse in World War One.
Okay.
Like the following story of a war horse in World War One, essentially.
Yeah, my apologies. I thought it was one. There was another one that came out about maybe not Secretariat, but Man of War, maybe, I think, and I was confusing that. Moneyball, obviously, really good movie with Brad Pitt and the Oakland A's and, you know, about Billy Bean and how they built it. All right, Sabres Live up next. Sabres have won 8 of their last 9. They are, however, not going to make the playoffs for a 14th straight year. Then, of course, it's One Bills Live. Show up with the Bulldog at 3. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.